Mr. President,
yes?
In the meantime, I have Mr. O'Brien calling you.
All right.
All right. There you are.
Hello?
Yes, Larry.
Mr. President, in substance, the House will be out of business this coming week. They've announced on the floor that they will move for on Social Security on Wednesday. It's been announced by the Republicans there will not be unanimous consent. It means we'll go to the Rules Committee. Smith has announced there will not be a Rules Committee meeting on it until the following week. So that's where we are. And the only other pending or business in the House is ARA in Appalachia. So what it amounts to is a public announcement up there that the boys can go home for a week. I was just talking to Carl Albert, and I think there was much else that could be done. We weren't going to take up Appalachia until the following week anyway. ARA, we don't want to touch for a while. And they had no pending business. And then the following week, we'll be in the conflict on whether we can conceivably get some sort of a rule within instructions or what procedure we may follow on Medicare.
Well, they tell me they're going to make a motion themselves to against instruction, and
yeah.
That'll carry, and we'll be able to knock it out.
Well, Carl felt that that it might not carry. That he said there are several traditionalists up there that just have never voted to instruct a conference, that you might get that far and into conference, but then they would come back from conference and you would have to defeat the conference report in order to get to the various sections of the proposal. And in the meantime, we're meeting with Cecil King and these other people in the morning and the labor people and some others, and try to determine what their strategy is to promote this thing from their point of view around the country publicly over the next 10 days. And Mills, Albert tells me, is very adamant. In fact, I asked Albert and the Speaker if they would go along with his view. And Albert told him, of course not. There was just no such thing as doing anything like that, that the administration
I
currently
told
for
Albert
this.
Told me. Listen, Larry.
Yeah.
The backlash is 8 to 9%.
Mm-hmm.
You want to write that down?
Yep.
The Republican front lash is 27. That's coming out Sunday.
My God. That means a reduction in one and an increase in the other, doesn't it?
Yeah. Republicans for LBJ are 41% in the East, 28 in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
23 in the West, and 13 in the South. That's Republicans for LBJ.
Boy.
Age groups, it's 36% of the young ones, 21 to 29, 29% of the middle ones, 30 to 49, 25% of those over 50.
God, that's
78% of the Negro Republicans are for Johnson. 16% of the Negro Republicans go on. 6% of the Negro Republicans are undecided. 27% of the Protestant Republicans for Johnson. 26% of the Protestant of the Catholic Republicans for Johnson. 35% manual workers, 21% executives. Isn't that wonderful? Executives, 21%.
God.
White collar, 27%. Farmer, 30%.
Who's this, Gallup?
Gallup.
Good. See, that's fantastic.
He says the backlash story will be out separately. You call and figure to complete it. He says the backlash will be about 8 or 9.
What's that? What's that a drop from? What was he calling backlash before?
13.
13, yeah.
I asked why they didn't run both front lash and backlash. He said they preferred to take two stories out of it more preferably. And they get paid by the newspapers per story.
Yeah, yeah.
Larry, there's a fellow named Raul Castro.
Yeah.
If Carl Hayden just demands I make ambassador, and he got a hell of a good record. And he speaks Spanish and won't send him to El Salvador. And not anything wrong with him but his name. How much will his name hurt?
God, I don't know. That doesn't hit me as harmful. You know, I just don't.
Think it over, and if you got any reaction, call me in the morning.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks,
sir.